Most, if not all of us, value good customer service. We like to know that we're treated respectfully, especially when we're loyal to a particular organization or product. We want to get value for money, so we wouldn't dare spend our hard-earned cash on a product that kills 50% of its most faithful customers, right? Wrong. Too many of us, despite the warning that smoking cigarettes kill, continue to throw our money and lives away on this product.
If you smoke a pack of 20 cigarettes a day, you're going to spend approximately $250,000 Jamaican dollars a year on cigarettes. That is if you buy the pack by itself, not the stick on the side of the road.
The dollars and cents add up, and before long, it will cost far more than we may have bargained for.
It's a human development issue, because if somebody spends their entire salary on cigarettes, the children are not getting the school books, the school shoes. He or she gets sick, because then you have to go to the hospital, and there are costs attendant with that because of the lung problem. Then at a certain point in time, he or she has to stop work because he can no longer manage the hard work with the lung disease that has developed. And then who provides for the family? I don't think if I gave any of you $250,000 right now in a bag that you would go outside and burn it. But that is exactly what's happening.
Executive Director of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica and a board member of the Jamaica Coalition for Tobacco Control, Deborah Chen. Cigarette smoking kills 6 million people every year. Of that number, 600,000 die from the mere fact that they were in constant contact with someone who smokes. These are usually ordinary bystanders or innocent children who can't protect themselves against secondhand smoke. The fact of the matter is that smoking kills, whether you do it yourself or hang around someone who does.
One third of all cancers in the world are the result of tobacco smoking. So it's cancer of the lung, cancer of the throat, cancer of the voice box, cancer of the kidney, the bladder, cervix. If a woman has been exposed to the risk factors for cervical cancer and she smokes, it makes it much more likely that she will develop the cancer.
Chairman of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Knox Hagley. Cigarette smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including 43 known cancer-causing or carcinogenic compounds and 400 other toxins. These cigarette ingredients include tar and carbon monoxide, as well as formaldehyde, ammonia, hydrogen cyanide, arsenic, and DDT. Of these ingredients, tobacco is chief, and it contains nicotine, which is what causes persons to become hooked or addicted to smoking. Another interesting fact about tobacco is that it's the second leading cause of death worldwide, second only to hypertension. This should be enough to encourage smokers to quit and non-smokers not to start. But there's more. Did you know that smoking can cause a man to become impotent?
Almost all the arteries in the bodies are affected by tobacco smoking. The vascular diseases we talk about are things like stroke, things like circulation problem to the legs, which may lead to gangrene, circulation to the penis in the male, leading to reduction of blood flow to the penis and the resultant erectile dysfunction.
Along with killing its most loyal customers and those around them, cigarette smoking reduces the ability to smell and taste, causes premature wrinkling of the skin, higher risk of blindness, gum disease, and reduces a woman's ability to have children. The government has been doing its part in helping to create a tobacco-free environment for our island home, Jamaica, through the passing of the Tobacco Controls Legislation and other measures. Let us play our part.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.